AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Pope Francis ends his visit to Cuba today with a morning mass at the country's most revered shrine and a pep talk with families before flying north to Washington for the start of his U.S. tour. President Obama is said to be excited about welcoming the pontiff to Washington, as we hear from AP White House correspondent Mark Smith.
Spokesman Josh Earnest says the president looks on the Pope as a kindred spirit, despite their clear disagreement on abortion and gay marriage.
There is so much about what Pope Francis has to say that is inclusive and that reflects the personal commitment that Pope Francis has to a wide range of issues, particularly when it comes to social justice.
Obama will be at Andrews Air Force Base to welcome Francis when he arrives from Cuba. However, Earnest says their Oval Office talks Wednesday are not a bid to capitalize politically on the pontiff's presence, just a genuine expression of this country's affection. Mark Smith at the White House.
Scott Walker can concentrate full-time on being governor of Wisconsin now that he's pulled out of the GOP presidential contest. Walker says the campaign had drifted into personal attacks instead of discussing how to improve the country.
I believe that the voters want to be for something and not against someone. Instead of talking about how bad things are, we want to hear how we can make them better for everyone.
Republican candidate Carly Fiorina, the latest to appear in a late-night talk show. On The Tonight Show, she spoke to Jimmy Fallon about Ben Carson's recent comment about not wanting a Muslim elected as president. She says anyone of faith should be welcome.
My faith has sustained me through some very bad times. Yeah. I've battled cancer, I've lost a child, I've been tested. But whether it's a person of Christian faith or Jewish faith or Muslim faith or other faiths, I think faith gives us humility and empathy and optimism.
This is AP Radio News. South Korea says it will investigate emission levels of Volkswagen diesel vehicles after the world's top-selling automaker admitted cheating U.S. tests. In Albany, Georgia, Stuart Parnell had been sentenced to 28 years in prison for knowingly shipping out salmonella-contaminated peanut butter and hiding the evidence. More from correspondent Violet Ikonomova.
It's the toughest punishment ever handed to a producer in a foodborne illness case, and the trial itself marked the first time a U.S. food producer faced criminal charges for food poisoning. The prosecuting attorney in the case calls it a landmark with implications he says will resonate in corporate boardrooms across the country.
Stocks have climbed in Asia as investors await China factory data. Chaka Khan can sure sing, but her dancing apparently leaves something to be desired. She's the first star to be sent home on the new season of Dancing with the Stars. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.